Good afternoon, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Starting with national news, the Luxembourg Hospital Federation says the country's healthcare system remains strong but urgently needs modernisation. It said it needs more staff, better digital tools and an updated status for hospital doctors. Debate over the future of healthcare has intensified in recent weeks after the Doctors and Dentists Association ended its agreements with the National Health Fund, demanding full control over medical tariffs. Police have issued a witness appeal for three people on the run after an attempted burglary in the Engelsberg area. According to police, all three were wearing jogging trousers. Police are asking drivers not to give anyone a lift and report suspicious individuals in the Mersch and Engelsberg area to 113. In other news, Belgium's general strike enters its second day with widespread disruption. Schools are shut across Wallonia and Flanders. Creches, post offices and municipal buildings also remain closed. Hospitals are operating emergency services only. The strike follows the government's new budget plan, which includes substantial savings measures. Today marks the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Around 50,000 women and girls were killed by a partner or close relative in 2024, roughly one every 10 minutes according to new UN figures. In total, 83,000 women and girls were intentionally killed worldwide last year, with 60% dying at the hands of an intimate partner or family member, says the report. And the fifth edition of Young Luxembourgish Artists is currently taking place at the Banque Internationale Luxembourg headquarters in Hollerich. The showcase of the country's freshest creative talent includes photography and sculpture, as well as immersive installations and kinetic art. Founder Lou Phillips said the edition sees the most energetic mix of mediums the platform has ever seen. The initiative aims to help young artists transition from their studies into professional practice. Turning now to sport. In rugby news, Rugby Australia has thrown its support behind embattled Wallabies coach Joe Schmidt. It said it has absolute confidence in the New Zealander, despite leading the team to a record 10 defeats in a calendar year. Schmidt had been due to step aside after this year's rugby championship, but agreed to extend his tenure until mid-2026 when Lee Kiss will take over. In football news, Bayern Munich striker Harry Kane returns to North London tomorrow to face old rivals Arsenal, arguably in the best form of his career after dropping into a deeper position. Always a consistent goalscorer, the England captain has become a more complete player at Bayern. The German side have won 17 and drawn one of their 18 games in all competitions this season, with Kane playing every match. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to today.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
There'll be heavy cloud cover this afternoon with plenty of rain. There is the possibility of snow this evening, especially up north. We'll have slight wind gusts that could reach up to 20 kilometres per hour. We'll have temperatures of not more than 5 to 6 degrees this afternoon.